Another habit that fuels the anxiety, that makes the anxiety worse, and actually triggers probably 70 to 80% of our anxiety is negative self-talk. Now, I have often talked about negative self-talk, and I may repeat myself, but I tell you, if you are becoming the master of your thoughts, you become the master of your emotions, and you become the master of your life. Thoughts have incredible power, and especially the thoughts that are spontaneously bubbling up. The thoughts that we don't really want, but boom, there they are. You know how those negative thoughts can ruin the moment, ruin the day. But often we have those thoughts like in the background. We don't really have them as something that, you know, we are consciously aware of and taking responsibility for. You know, once a year, I mean, we're living like in a very rural, nice, quiet area. It's beautiful. And you hear at night pretty much only the nightingale singing or the wind. And, you know, you can sleep really well. I mean, so well that, for the first time I was in that area, I heard my heartbeat. And that was really crazy because certainly living in the city, I was not used to hearing my heartbeat. And then once a year for 3 days, there is an enormous techno festival in our neighborhood. 50,000 people plus come and they are dancing from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, that stamina, unbelievable. It's hot and it's loud and I probably could last 45 minutes, but these people are amazing. However, it's also a lot of noise and it's really, really loud. It's like, you know, where we live, it seems like a funnel of noise coming our way. And that noise is something that, you know, you try to ignore. You try just to go with it. You try to drown it out with a fan or something like this. But in the end, you still don't really sleep very well and certainly not very long. But it's only 3 days. That noise is your negative self-talk. You can ignore it. You can try to just push it aside, but it will still be in the back of your mind and it will still create some feelings. And especially it will create feelings if you're not addressing it, if you're not questioning the negative self-talk, if you're not redirecting it. See, negative self-talk, and I have seen this in many clients, negative self-talk is not a truth teller. Whatever the anxious voice inside of you says, whatever the inner critic says, it doesn't tell you the truth. It just gives you its perspective. It's like an interpretation of reality, an interpretation of yourself. And it also asks a lot of questions. And I think question asking is a really good way of looking at negative self-talk. Because I don't think that the anxious mind wants to be right. Because the anxious mind doesn't always want to be on alert. It doesn't always want to go into fight and flight. It doesn't see stress as an enjoyable way of being. But it feels it's necessary because no one really protects you other than the anxious mind. So if you are seeing the anxious mind knock at your door and asking you a question. So instead of saying, oh, you messed big time up, the question could be, did you mess up? Did your colleagues not appreciate this? Is your partner mad at you? Is your kid okay on this trip? Will you have enough money left at the end of this year? All these questions. If you hear those questions, not as statement, not as, you know, real possibilities, but you just see them as questions, then it's so much easier to say, well, I think this question is a question I don't have to address right now. It's irrelevant. You can make that choice. This question makes an assumption that is not true. But if it's something that is recurring and the anxious mind needs, some new perspective, then you can answer the question. I look great. I am completely healthy. I take care of myself. I will make sure that we have enough money. I know that my kid is capable of taking care of itself. I know if I am wondering if my partner is mad at me, I can simply talk to them and so on and so on. It's the beauty about having an inner dialogue that's productive is that the anxious voice feels heard, feels not ignored, but actually, you know, addressed and maybe even embraced. And it will reduce dramatically because someone is talking back. Right? And many people, you know, preach that you just sit, you just listen, but then you let it float away. Well, my experience That can help sometimes, but often the voice gets just louder, more intense, faster, because again, it feels more ignored than addressed. Now, addressing doesn't mean you give your anxious voice power because you're not buying into it and you're not reacting to it. Addressing simply means it's like talking as a parent to a child. I see it this way. This is what we're going to do. This is what I feel is the best, you know, movement forward, or whatever those things you have to say. What also going to happen is that you are building trust in yourself, because you no longer are, you know, basically held hostage by the anxiety. And the anxiety, this anxious mind, is starting to trust you. And it doesn't feel like it has to always take over, because you apparently know what you're doing. So that is really how you deal with negative self-talk. Because if you're not addressing the negative self-talk, you know what happens. You have separated yourself even more from your anxiety. The anxiety will be even more something that you don't, you know when it's going to erupt again. But if you're embracing this anxious negative self-talk and you are realizing that it doesn't try to necessarily be mean to you, it tries sometimes, especially the inner critic, just to tell you the things it's afraid other people maybe think. It's like this notion of it's going to put you down before anyone else can put you down. And if you just don't buy into it, and if you just say, no, this is not true, I don't want to believe this, I choose how I see myself. And I'm not saying that it happens immediately that you will take on a more confident, self-trusting perspective, but it will happen faster than you think, because this anxious mind will no longer be taken serious. I mean, you take it serious in regards to you don't ignore it, but you don't take it serious as it really knows who you are. It knows the future. It's, you know, having the magic eight ball. It can read people's mind. No, it can't do any of these. They're all speculations, all assumptions, and you simply choose to be in yourself, to not be in other people's mind, and learn more and more to trust yourself. This is what I suggest my clients to do. Write down negative self-talk, 3-4 a day. Form out of the sentence a question. Imagine your anxious mind simply having a question for you, maybe coming from, you know, being nervous, worried, afraid, and then you taking the time to formulate an answer that is encouraging, that is calming or soothing, and that is positive, and that is reaffirming that you are the one who can be trusted. You cannot be in control of everything, that is clear, but you certainly can be in control of where you want to focus on and where you want your mind to focus on.